Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show.
Well, the first thing I want to talk about is refusing a council house. Now, councils across Ireland are taking longer and spending more time finding tenants for vacant social housing. The annual report of the National Oversight and Audit Commission shows that the average time for a tenant leaving a council house to a replacement paying their first rent is now over 34 weeks, up from 32 weeks in 2020. And the report also shows that 3% of council houses lie vacant. At one time, some 4,448 local authority dwellings were unoccupied last December out of a total housing stock of 141,000 owned by councils, a vacancy rate of 3.2%, which was effectively unchanged from the previous year. A lot of that, by the way, is to do with the fact that they'll put boards in the windows and all that kind of thing because they have to do them up to a certain standard. You know, I mean, if you're renting out a house privately or buying a house privately, you obviously do a snag list. But it's the same for the council. They have to do it up to a certain standard, even though people are getting it for buck shee, as they say. They still have to do it up to a certain standard, you know. And people say, oh, I don't want that kitchen in there. I wanted the green one. And all that. Just, you know. But the other issue in relation to this, by the way, is that a Cork City councillor in January said that people who refuse council housing should be barred from receiving another house for 2 years. The call came from Fine Gael's Deirdre Ford after councillors heard that an increasing number of housing refusals were causing difficulty and delays in the allocation of council houses to other people in Cork City councils who are on the waiting list. But the figures obtained at the time from the Irish Examiner showed that almost a third, 28% of all housing offers made by the council last year were actually refused. And that figure is pretty much the same across the board because a Kerry County councillor also said the same thing, and he believed applicants for social housing should be removed from the waiting list for 2 years if they refuse two council houses. And he's an independent councillor, Brendan Cronin, and he made the statement at the council's monthly meeting where councillors approved a new policy document. And he said he says that Derren Development in Killarney offers for 38 of the 83 houses and apartments were refused by council house applicants on almost a 50% refusal rate. Now, some of the reasons that people refuse a house are, and the funniest one I heard was, this is the truth of God, right? A family were being offered a council house, but they told the council, you're grand, we won't be back from Spain till the end of the summer, sure, give it to someone else. That's the truth of God. Other reasons, not enough bedrooms for each child for privacy. So if they have three kids and it's a couple, they want like a four-bedroom house. They want a bedroom for each kid as well as themselves. The days of bunk beds are gone and shared in rooms. And the garden is too small for a trampoline, too close to an ex-partner who may have been violent, not near my mother's house, not close enough to the school, or they just don't like the area because there's a lot of antisocial behaviour in it. They're some of the reasons that have been given. There are many reasons, but they're just some of the reasons that have been given by people in relation to refusing council houses. Now, there was a suggestion, not only from Deirdre Ford, but from many others in the past, that this idea that you can refuse two, but you must take the third, should be gone completely. And that it should be just a case of, you know, when you get offered a house, that you have to take it. There is an argument against that. Look, it might not be in a nice area. And I suppose if you're a family and you've got two kids and you're being offered a house in a really bad area where there's a lot of antisocial behaviour, you're going to fight tooth and nail to make sure you don't go into it. The other problem is so many people are on HAP nowadays, on the Housing Assistance Programme, that the house you're being offered by the council because you've been on the waiting list may not be as good as the one you're renting on HAP or as nice or in a nice enough area. So you're kind of a bit spoiled in a sense. And the new house that you're being offered might not be in a nice area like the one you're renting. So you're going to hang on and you're going to wait till you're offered the right one. Or I've heard of people, I remember I had a girl on the show here one day going back a few years ago and she had six children and they were sleeping in a car. And all because she wanted a house in Talla. And I was saying to her at the time, you may remember, like, would you take a house in Lusk or Balbriggan or Finglas or so? No, I want a house in Talla. Well, then I said, you're not homeless, are you? Because you have been offered houses in other places. You just want one in Talla. And that just can't continue. Because as you all know, there's a housing crisis. There's a shortage of houses. There just isn't enough of them. So when you're being offered one, it's kind of thankful for small mercies, maybe. So should people be allowed to continue to refuse housing? When you see figures of a third or 50% of people being offered houses are refusing them because it's not in the right area or not close enough to their family or not close enough to the school, do you think that's fair? Let me know what you think. Maybe you've been in that situation, you've been offered a council house and it's a kip. I'd like to know, all right, there's a reason why you refused it. I'd love to know those genuine reasons as to why people are refusing housing when so many people are refusing them, when you're supposed to be homeless. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. Should people have to take the first house? That is the real question. Even if it's in a bad area that I want to live in. Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. WhatsApp or text now. Yes, you believe they should have to take it, first choice. Or no, they should have a choice, Niall. Come on, be fair, Niall. Let me go to Eileen. Eileen, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Eileen?
Hi, Niall.
Good. Eileen, should people have the right, you know, to refuse two houses?
Not two.
Okay.
One I can understand, because in a lot of, I won't say a lot of houses in states, in some, you have severe antisocial behaviour, which there's nothing been done about it.
Yeah.
Now, if I had a young family and I was off the house in a very bad area, I would fear for my children's safety. The councils and the guards need to come down on antisocial behaviour in the house place and throw them out.
They're never going to, but they don't throw people out. This is the problem. They just don't.
This is the problem, but it's in their written handbooks.
Yeah, but here's the thing, Eileen. Right, let's say you're in an area, right? And let's say Cherry Orchard, because we all know Cherry Orchard's had a lot of antisocial issues at the moment. So I don't want to be picking on an area, but that's just been in the news recently, right? So let's say you're offered a house and you've got three kids and you're offered a house in Cherry Orchard and you don't particularly want to go there, even though most of the people are lovely people, but you don't want to go there because of what's going on. Or let's say there's a family in there and they're kicking off constantly every night of the week and they've got three little gurrier kids. If they move that family out of there, they have to put them somewhere else. They can't put them out on the streets. So, do you understand what I'm saying? So it doesn't. All you're doing when you move somebody out of a council house that's causing a problem is move the problem to another area.
Now, if you were in a private house and you're being evicted for whatever reason by court order, nobody cares where you go.
No.
You evict them.
Yeah, but that's because you're in a private house and that's what you pay for, isn't it, I suppose?
Yes, but if you can be evicted by law, you should be able to be evicted by law from a council house if you're a troublemaker.
Yeah, but you're back. But if you're evicted by the council, you're back on the housing list again.
Yes,
and you also have to rent somewhere out, and the council will have to pay a hap. So they can't deny a place to live.
You see, that's the wrong thing now. If you're evicted, you should be entitled to hap.
But you should be entitled
to go on the council list.
What are you going to do with a family, a mother and father and three gurrier kids? Let's say they're evicted from a council house for bad behaviour. What do you do? Just leave them out in the street? Can't do that either.
Of course you can.
It's not the kids' fault.
Kids are a courier. They don't deserve to be there, disrupting everyone else and bringing the place down.
I understand the principle of what you're saying, but realistically that's never going to happen because they're not going to put people out on the streets.
So a lovely young family can be moved in alongside these couriers and have to live with nightmare 24/7.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, that's wrong. That's wrong now. I know. I'm in a council house in Clare. The first house I was offered, I did turn it down.
And what can you tell me the reason you turned it down?
Well, it was an absolute kip.
It was a kip.
Kip. I was on my own with my kids, and I would have preferred an area that I grew up in. No, just the other side of town. Now, eventually, I did get a house in the side of town I wanted, and the house was another kip. There was those cheap doors were patched up. All I had in my kitchen was a sink and one countertop. There wasn't a press to be seen, nothing. There was rubbish buried in the garden. When I went to view the house, now I couldn't even go in the doors. I had to climb in a window.
Oh, jeez.
But I took that house because I could see potential in it.
Right.
Which now turns out it's a pirate house. But just neither here nor there at the moment.
Jeez, you've been unlucky, Eileen, haven't you?
Yeah.
So what is it? So it's a pirate house. So is it falling apart on you?
Yeah.
And so what's your options now?
Wait and see what comes from the government and what comes from the council.
Yeah, but it's not yours. It's not yours, so you're not going to rebuild it, are you?
Well, I wouldn't have the money to rebuild the house.
No, of course you wouldn't.
Nobody has a pirate house has that money.
Mm. Yeah, but it's not your job to rebuild it anyway. It's the council's, if it's a council house.
And this is where the problem is going to be.
So they're going to have to find you somewhere to live. But they're going to have to find you somewhere. Is it unsafe, Eileen?
No, it's safe enough at the moment. It's safe enough at the moment. Of course, it's cracking every day.
Jesus.
But come back to it. I mean...
Let me go back to the first. So you said, I'm assuming when you sign up for a council house, you give them a choice of where you would like to live, right? They'll ask you where you'd like to live. Now, that's not always possible. So, like, if they didn't have a house where you want to live, and so a family or you or whatever are asked to, well, look, here's one here, but it's 10 miles away, but sure, look, to hell with it, at least it's a house. Should you not have to take it?
It would depend on the circumstances of each family. I mean, you can't, you could have a parent there with a special needs child 10 miles outside the town with no access to transport. It's very hard.
But people do that all the time privately when they can't afford a house near where, you know, they want to go.
I know, but I have a child with special needs. If I didn't drive and I was 10 miles outside the town and trying to get in and out to appointments would be a nightmare for me.
But but people have to do that all the time, Eileen.
I know they do, but I think you should have one child.
It's more, I mean, it's more expensive to live near a town. Everybody knows that, okay? So when young people buy houses nowadays, even if they have a child with special needs or somebody's a carer or whatever, they have to live within their means. So if they can't afford a house near a town, they just buy a house a little bit out and they figure out how they can get in and out.
Yeah, but that's their choice if they're buying a house. If you're getting a council house, you don't have a choice.
So what?
Now, the difference here in Clare at the moment is there's a thing called choice-based listing.
Okay.
So when houses are coming on the market, people express an interest in those houses. So you're getting to choose. So if there's 30 houses and 50 people are in, well, we know 30 of those people are going to get the house.
It's like a lottery, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. There's no such thing as you're going to be totally offered, unless it's really an emergency situation. But they're bringing houses up to such standards now.
But people are listening today and they're saying, you know, my son and daughter are buying a house at the moment or whatever, right? And they're saying they don't get to pick and choose. They buy a house where they can afford to buy a house. Yet it seems with council housing, people are turning them down. 30% in Cork, 50% in Killarney. I mean, I'm looking at some of the refusal rates around the country. It's ridiculous. I mean, at a time where people are desperate for a house and people are turning them down. And the reason they're turning them down is not because they're on the streets. It's because they're renting a house on HAP, which is probably better than the one they're being offered.
Oh, that's for sure. I've seen friends in HAP houses and, my God, they're fabulous.
Yeah, but that's only meant to be temporary. The government can't keep paying HAP all the time. So we're paying millions in HAP landlords.
It is ridiculous, but they need to speed up the turnaround of doing houses up. Houses can be empty engine from 6 months to 2 years.
A lot of that's to do with the demands of people who are getting them.
But it's not just that, Niall. I mean, since the council let go of their own workers, their own maintenance men, they're now putting out to private contractors.
That's right.
So you're waiting in line for that house to be ready. It could take months.
But I know of a situation of a council house that was, well, it was actually a new house, which was being given to somebody on the council, on the council list. And she went in and she didn't like the colour of the kitchen. And they ripped the whole kitchen out and put another one in.
Well, I wish you'd have done that for me when I moved into mine.
I know. Bonkers. Bonkers stuff, Eileen. Stay there for a second. Okay, Eileen believes there's genuine reasons. Let me know what you think. The number's 087-188-0008. Morris, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How you doing, Morris?
Good afternoon, Niall. How are you?
You've been listening to Eileen there. You know, the first house she refused wasn't in the area she wanted anyway, and it was Kip. Unfortunately, she's in a pyrite house now, which doesn't...
You couldn't get any worse looks as you. But I think because of the housing crisis that's going on here for years, that it was let get out of control. And then all of a sudden it comes to a pinhead when there's a nation of people being housed here whose country has been ripped apart by war, and people are pointing the finger. And look, we have to look after their own first before we...
Yeah, we'll always blame somebody.
You'll always look for somebody else to point the attention. I was telling Luke on the phone when I texted in there, I remember years ago in Dublin, anywhere in the country, in the newspapers, right, you'd see transfer requests. Somebody looking to transfer from a house in Ballymun to a house in Tallaght.
Well, I remember that,
Movement fees recovered. I think that should go in. But I tell you one thing that should be done away with. They should knock on the head for at least 3 years the refusal of a house twice. You're offered a house, you take it, or you go to the bottom of the list. Do away with this. I'll wait until I get where I want business, because there's houses lying idle. Can you imagine a house like you told us already in the facts? 75 weeks lying idle. Look at all that rent money gone down the drain.
Well, I'm looking here that this annual report out today is saying it takes 34 weeks to find somebody for the house because people are refusing them. In other words...
And people are on housing list 10, 20, 30 years.
But it's not the council's fault. It's people are refusing them, so then they have to go through the process again.
Do away with the refusal clause while there's a housing crisis going on, and saying, listen, I'm getting you a house in this area. That's there for you and your family. It's quite suitable. Go in and have a look at it. If you don't take it, I'm giving it to somebody else and you're going to the bottom of the list.
Yeah, and also, council, of course, there's a turnaround. The problem with the turnaround as well is they have to fix them up from previous tenants who might have wrecked it.
I remember you telling me somebody was offered a house in Cork and you refused it because there was no view of the sea.
I remember. And it didn't have a sea view. That's right.
Yeah, I remember.
No, that was in Galway, wasn't it? I remember that.
There was Cork as well because there was no room for the trampoline somewhere.
Oh, that's right, yeah. There was another one refused and one of the reasons was given.
Yeah.
You couldn't make this up, that there wasn't enough room in the kitchen for their American-style fridge.
And listen till I tell you, they know where there's going to be a glut of houses and a glut of accommodation. When all these people are repatriated back to Ukraine when the war is over, every one of them wants to go home. They don't want to stay here.
Of course they
don't.
But
they do love the Irish people for putting out the hand of caring to them. And we're a nation that has been torn apart ourselves by war. So we know what it is to have nothing.
What about Eileen is saying? Sorry, Morris, for interrupting. What about Eileen is saying? She has a child with special needs and the child has to go in for the odd appointment into town. So she wanted a house close to town. So now she's far away. Eileen, how far from the town are you?
No, I'm actually in the town, Eileen. As I said to you, I'm lucky I drive. But if I was given a house outside town,
yeah,
I mean, there was weeks there, he had 2 and 3 appointments.
So
anybody that has a child with special needs, and I like Eileen, because I have a son myself with autism, he's 25 now. And I have to go and look after him. And I'm still looking for...
Yeah, but you still have to bring him for appointments yourself, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. But what I'd say to you is, with the situation now in the country, why can't the councils come to a family like Eileen and say, listen, your young person has special needs, right? We're going to give you a house in this area and we're going to get a local transport company to bring you back and forward to the appointments. Something like that. Even a Lewis card or a bus card, anything.
Hang on for a second, Morris. There are people out there buying houses who have children with special needs. They don't get free transport in and out of town.
What
do you want to do? Send a limo out for people?
Transport.
With the greatest respect, we do provide transport, generally speaking, say for schooling for children with special needs and all that kind of stuff as well. We're very good at that, okay, compared to most countries. But what you're saying to me is you want to pander to somebody because they don't want to live too far away from their child with special needs as doctor.
Give them an incentive to take a house.
You shouldn't have to give them an incentive. The incentive is they're homeless. That's the incentive.
No, people are not homeless. And anyone buying a house has a choice where they want to buy it. Don't say they can't afford it. You have money. I have a niece who bought a house 2 years ago, I think it was. She was town, born and bred. She bought a house out the countryside.
Yeah, of course.
And that's where she wants. No, because she wanted to.
Yeah, but that's her choice if she's paying for it.
Yes. But
if you're not paying for it, the choice shouldn't be the same.
The choice, if you're paying for it, you choose whether you live in town or you live in
absolutely.
The countryside.
Absolutely.
When you're but when you're a council tenant, you really don't get a choice.
But you shouldn't get the same choice. Well, are you suggesting you should?
No, you should be at least given one choice. Not everyone has money now to put a car on the road to bring their children to appointments. As I said, when my young fella was younger, I had 2 or 3 appointments in town in Innes. Often I had to go to Limerick with him.
Yeah.
Now, buses do not get me to and from Limerick.
I know. I had a daughter with special needs as well when she was young. And you know, we had to bring her to appointments and stuff like that as well. But that's just something you have to figure out.
Yeah, but if you don't have the money to bring your child to an appointment, what do you do now?
Who doesn't have the money to bring their child on a bus to an appointment?
Sometimes I didn't have.
So you don't, but you have a car now, haven't you?
I have a car now. I'm lucky. I scrimped and saved and I borrowed.
And would you not scrimp and save for the bus fare? Could you not? I'm not being mean, I'm just saying.
I didn't have it because I had less money then. When you
sometimes children with special needs, Niall, will get a bus pass, domiciliary care allowance. You're entitled to a bus pass with domiciliary care allowance.
That's if the child is 16. Before that, they don't have that pass.
No, under 16, you get domiciliary carers allowance.
And you get a bus pass.
But the point he's making is you get domiciliary carers allowance to make up for those expenses that you might have to bring them to appointments.
Yeah, but hold on a minute, Niall.
Yeah.
That's when you know about those things. My child was 8 years of age before I was informed of any of these. So before that, I've had to bring him to and from appointments. Living on social welfare, because of it, he's a special age child, I could not work.
Niall, I have a nephew who just bought his own house in Dublin. $460,000 he paid for a house in Dublin.
Yeah.
In Dublin 15.
Yeah.
At 28 years of age. That's a rope around his neck till he's 70.
Morris, with the greatest respect, Morris, I'm kind of getting a bit tired of this thing all the time. You know, feeling sorry. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's difficult for people. you to buy a house. But it was always Morris, it was always difficult.
Oh, I understand that. Yeah. But did you ever think we'd live in an age where somebody would be buying a house 40 grand off a half a million in Ireland?
But if I go back 35 years ago when I got my first house or whatever it was,
yeah,
it was 50 grand. And I would have said, and I was earning 150 a week. Would I have said, at that time, I was going, Jesus, 50,000. That's like nearly halfway to 100,000. Nobody would have thought. I mean, do you understand? I mean, it's put things into context here.
Yeah, my man and dad bought our house in Ballyfermot 50 years ago for £1,500, £1,500.
Yeah, I know.
Come on, that was
bought our corporation house for £1,600 in the 80s.
There you go. Yeah. The same thing, you know. But listen, I'm not going to say the usual thing, beggars can't be choosers. I think they should do away with the refusal thing for 2 years, 3 years, and then when all the property that's been rented
Do you agree with Deirdre Ford?
Let people transfer whatever they want.
Well, Fine Gael's Deirdre Ford last January said anybody who refuses a house should be barred from the waiting list for 2 years.
No, cancel the refusal list for 2 years, take what you're given, and then we look at it 2 years down the road when all the people are repatriated back to the country that's not longer in war.
All right, okay, I'm going to take a break. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number is 087-188-0008. Some of the texts we've been in. Eileen is just coming up with excuse after excuse. Ah, look, she was in a genuine desperate situation. So he says, no, I think it's absolute and utter nonsense. I have two children with special needs. We bought our own house, but we couldn't buy a house anywhere close to a city because we couldn't afford it. We have to figure it out. And that's kind of what I was saying, isn't it? Niall, I think you're being really unfair. I've got three children, just as you mentioned at the start of the show. Why would I want two children in one bedroom? Why wouldn't you want two children in one bedroom? Is my question to you. What's wrong with having two children in one bedroom? I'm assuming if you have three children, two of them are the same gender, if you know what I mean. Because there isn't three genders, although some people have you believe there is. But two of them are the same gender. So you've got either two boys and a girl or two girls and a boy. So the two girls can be in the same room, or the two boys can be in the same room, depending on what you have. So you only need a three-bed house. You don't need a four-bed house. Absolute and utter codswallop. Should people be given the opportunity to refuse two houses, or should they just have to take the one they're given? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. All right, so your messages coming in on WhatsApp as well. Oh, see that? They just don't want to play for me, do they? That's the way it always works out, isn't it? I'll try that again. Just give it another shot.
Niall, I think another thing the council could do is to lift that restriction on, you know, you can only apply for a council house in your own, you know, say if you're in Galway, you can only apply to Galway County Council, you can't apply to Dublin.
Yeah, good idea.
But if those houses aren't being taken up, then they should go to other counties. They should open it up then. If people in that county are turning them down, it should be opened up then to people that might want to relocate somewhere else.
Absolutely.
I think that would help solve some of the issues.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. What a great idea. They should, because at the moment you can only apply for a house in your own council area, but absolutely you should be able to apply for one in a different area if people are refusing them in the other area and this house is available.
Mr. Niall.
Yes.
I don't know if you remember the days when people who used to work have more than people who not used to work at all.
Remember those days?
Now, it seems like we're going for a completely different direction, and the people who's not working are having more than people who are working.
Yeah.
In my opinion, the people who don't want to have the house because of A, B, or C should be cancelled from the list and afford by themselves instead of giving out that this is A, B, or C is wrong. It's absolutely nonsense.
It is.
Absolutely nonsense. You don't like it?
Lump it.
Do it by yourself.
Yeah.
Love the show.
Thanks, lad. That's a good... He makes a really good point, by the way. There was a time... Robert, is that his name? There was a time where people who worked hard, you know, obviously had a better lifestyle because you worked hard for that lifestyle. You know, you could buy your house in your leafy suburb. Now it doesn't really matter anymore. Yes.
Hi, Niall. I found myself in need of assistance in relation to council housing when I was in the UK at one point. I was on an emergency housing list and they were brilliant. They got me somewhere, wasn't in a great area or whatever like this, but I was told that if I refused, I would be taken off the emergency list, put onto the bottom of the standard list and therefore would be waiting years. So I would go from being at the top to the bottom if I refuse. So needless to say, I accepted and dealt with it. All right, thank you. Bye.
So you, I think I'm assuming you're saying deal with it. Yeah, and if you want to better yourself, well, then that's entirely up to you. No, I get that. You know, somebody else is here. Well, I'm a single man. I recently, eventually got myself a council house. It wasn't in a nice area, so I refused it. I am now waiting for another option. So, okay, you're a single man and you refused it. I'm not too sure. If you had kids, what kind of, there's reasons there, all right? Well, I don't know why. If you want something better, I suppose, you know, you're going to have to, I don't know whether you're working or not. You're just going to have to get a good job, I suppose, and buy somewhere nice. But isn't that the way things work? You know, the harder you work, you know, the better something might be. Anyway, John, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids Radio. How did you, John?
How are you, Niall? How's things?
Good. Now, John, you were in a council house yourself.
I was.
Okay.
I was.
Do you believe people should be able to choose?
In certain circumstances. I'll tell you my story really quick. I had a partner, a long-term partner, a couple of kids. We were privately renting for a long time. Landlords, usual stuff. We had to move from house to house. Eventually, we got a council house. We took the first opportunity that we could, moved into the house. As they do, they deck the house out brand new for you. Everything in the house seemed fine, seemed great. Until a couple of weeks later, we noticed a family not too far away from the house into all crazy types of antisocial behaviour. And you're talking like maybe 20, 30 people outside the house every
drug
night of the
you're
week.
Talking drug dealing.
Drug
and
dealing.
Yeah,
okay. We couldn't have the two kids, we couldn't let them outside the front of the house for years and years. We lived there for about, I don't know, well, I lived there for about 7 years until it took a toll on my relationship. And it broke the relationship. It was the partner wasn't willing to move. I couldn't bear it anymore because the cars were being damaged.
And why didn't you, I don't want to go too much deeply into it, but why didn't your partner want to move? She liked the area, she liked the people or something.
From the area, I'm not too far from the area myself, but it was handy for her. The schools were handy and, you know, she'd settled at that point. But for me, the most important thing was the kids.
Yeah,
so,
of course.
Trying to get the kids out was a different story. So about 5-6 years ago, it broke the relationship. I moved out. Now this is not before I'd made multiple complaints. I actually installed €2,000 worth of security onto the house. I was onto the antisocial unit in the council building multiple times. I had CCTV footage. I had Garda reports.
And what was the reason they gave you that they weren't going to do anything about it?
The legislation had changed in favour of the tenants. They had to go to court. There's multiple court procedures that had to go through before they could evict them. And that family is still living there. 5 years on.
Making life miserable for everybody around them.
For everybody in the estate.
It only takes one bad family on a street, you know. You know?
Well, it's shocking because as far as I'm concerned, but, you know, we talk about I'm listening to the show all morning, and you're talking about people should if they refuse a house, they should go to at the bottom of the list, so on, so on.
Well, no, I didn't. Well, I didn't say Deirdre Ford said that in Cork, but go on anyway.
But she's wrong. Yeah. So straight out, unless she's been in a situation like the one I've been in, she needs to pipe down. To be honest with you, the guards and.
But do you not think? I mean, I'm listening to you, and it sounds genuine, right? And you've gone through a tough time.
Genuine,
and by the way, I'm very sorry to hear that you've gone through a tough time and it damaged your relationship, destroyed your relationship.
I've moved out of that area, and I've actually moved to the country myself, and I'm renting privately now.
And
myself.
Life is different.
Oh, it's tough.
Chocolate cheese, yeah. But the point is that the system is abused. Now, it wasn't being abused by you. I'm not saying suggesting for a minute it is. But when you hear stupid excuses like, it's not near me mother's house, or it's not big enough for you know, the three kids, we want a four bed house. But that's what I'm saying. I mean, I could live with, you know, if somebody's moving into an area where there's a lot of antisocial behaviour. But in saying that, when houses become available in those areas, what are you supposed to do? Leave them empty?
There's no regulation on it. There's a handbook that goes out amongst most councils stating that, you know, there's antisocial behaviour, or if there's people with convictions or drug convictions or so on and so on, that they shouldn't actually get the property. But what actually happens is they manage to worm their way in one way or another. And once they've got the feet in the door, that's it. They destroy the whole community and everything else.
But then give
it.
Me an answer to this question. I asked it earlier on. Nobody seems to be able to answer it. Sorry. So that family that was making life miserable for everybody on that road in your area, right? Mm-hmm. What do you believe should happen to that family?
Eviction. immediately.
Okay, that's fine. But where do they go? Where will they go?
A hotel where all the rest of the people that are homeless right now, that are actually probably families. I know of certain families that are in hotels with two kids. You know, and still in that situation.
Is that fair on the hotel to have a load of scumbags living in a drug dealing?
Probably not. But no. I mean, is it fair on the family?
No, it's not fair on anybody. But all you're doing is moving the problem. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, I mean, sadly, that's the world we live in. When we today in Ireland, problems pass from one person to another.
Well, they should be in jail if it should be known. Yeah,
they should. But look, we should be jailing all the politicians in that state. You know, we can't do that.
We do a whole show on that one.
But I do think it should fall back on someone in the council. I mean, when I go down and I make, I know, I'm not even messing with you, I must have handed them 2 gigabytes worth of CCTV footage of multiple things going on in that estate, multiple reports to the guard. I mean, the guards are coming up and taking people out of this house, raiding the house. They kicked in the side entrance, kicked in my fences, kicked in everything. The guards don't replace them. They just laugh at you when you say, look, you know, because they see you and the council. And this is being perfectly honest with you, and not in any way the council and the guards in those areas, they look at everybody as the same.
Yeah.
That's just the way it is. And they don't care. If you come out complaining...
And I can understand from a human point of view why Garda Síochána feel that way, because they're used to dealing with it in that particular area or in that particular road or near that particular house.
Exactly.
So, and I understand that's just a human instinct. But do me a favour, stay there for a second. Let me go to James as well. James, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, James?
No, how's things, man?
Now, you've been listening there. I mean, in fairness, you know, John makes a good argument as to why you should be able to choose. Like, he ended up in a kip.
Yeah, I understand that. And every situation is going to be different. But the situation that I'm going to come from is, this is the house that all I could afford. This is where I had to buy to get in there, to get on the ladder. Now, which is great, I got in there, but I had guys next door to me and further up, laughing at me, getting out, heading for work at 6 a.m, maybe 5 a.m, and heading off. And they're going, well, why are you doing that? Like, we got this house for nothing. We got it from the council. I said, right, that's fine. I said, but lads, I want to better myself. I want to better my family. I want to make sure that they don't have what we had grown up.
Yeah.
And then I know they're talking about antisocial behaviour and stuff like that. I understand that. That's great. But I didn't get a chance to say, no, sorry, I don't want that house. You know, we're working hard.
Yeah, you took what you could afford.
Yeah, what I could afford. The people of Ireland that are paying all our taxes. And some people have fallen on hard times, I understand that. And even the time, you know, when the crash came, you know, people lost their houses, I understand that. But there is genuine people out there trying to work to take a house that they have to take.
Let me just, on that point, sorry, John, you're still there, aren't you?
Yeah, so I'm
John,
still here, yeah.
So, John, when did, if I could ask you roughly, what year you started your relationship and started to have a family and got the house?
2007, 2008.
Okay, so house prices were quite expensive then, probably
$350,000. Yeah, they were.
And was it an option for you to buy a house?
No, I was in training for work. Like, I work full-time now and I'm a tradesperson, but... Things were very different back then. And on top of that as well, you've got to take into consideration with some of these things. Like, if you apply for a job around an area, once they see that area on your CV, they will reject you immediately. Mm. And it does not matter what.
You know, I know. I'm originally from Edenmore. I never used to put Edenmore on my CV years ago. Let me change now. But okay, so James, I can see the point John is making. Some people, okay, you were in a position, James, where I don't know how much your house was.
At least he had a choice. He had a choice to buy his house somewhere. He could have moved to Cork if he wanted and bought a house half price. We chose to stay in Dublin. But when you go on a council list, I understand that, okay, you know, you shouldn't be rejecting properties for bouncy castles or for, you know, but in
American
this type
fridges.
Of circumstance, this is crazy. Like, you know, you can't expect a family of two young kids to be put into a drug demon scumbag area like that and for there to be no hassle.
Okay, hang on, let him answer. James, you can't expect a family to be put into a drug dealing area like that. You know, and he wasn't in a financial position to buy a house. You were.
No, yeah, I was, but I like when I'm talking about my house, I paid 130,000 for it in a council estate, not a great council estate, but that's all I could afford. That's, you know, that's all the money I could get together, and I have money a standard GO driving machines.
Yeah.
That's all I could get.
Yeah, you won't get a house. You won't get a shed for 130,000. That's someone's back garden in Dublin.
And I had spoke with the council. I was in with the council, and, you know, could I get on a list? Could I have some money? Could I get some money off them? Maybe they'll buy it, and I'll buy it off them.
Shared ownership or something.
Yes. And no. No, couldn't be. No, couldn't be got. No, sorry, you can't. You're not. You have to be on a housing list. And you have to be on it for 4 or 5 years.
And earning less than a certain amount of money and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. But we're, as I said, I was getting up, going to work, and just people laughing at you.
Yeah.
You know, you look out the door and they're laughing.
So are you saying what Robert said earlier on, the message there Robert had said, as far as he's concerned, people who don't work or work very little are doing better than him and he's working?
Oh, they are 100%. 100%, because you can see some people, and as I say again, it's the guys that never worked a day in their life. They know how they can get money.
Yeah, well,
you know,
I don't think that's John's case, in fairness, now.
No. I'm not blaming it. No, I'm not putting anybody in particular. I'm just saying...
No, it happens, and I understand that.
Yeah, some of the people know how to rule this or how to work the system.
I mean, it is a fair point, John. I'm certainly not, you know, insinuating that you're like that. But there are a lot of people out there playing the system.
Oh, I totally agree. I totally agree. But again, if you're playing the system, you're happy enough to stay in the shit. You know, I'm trying to say to you. I mean, if you want to better your life, you get up, you get a job, you move yourself on, just like I did. I came from a situation where times were desperate. Like when I left the home, the family home, I had nothing. I had absolutely nothing. I put myself into training. I got my life back together. And the one thing that inspired me to do it the most was the fact that I could not live in an area like that again. I would have lived in a tent and I would have saved the extra money to get out of the account.
I'd rather sleep in a car, to be honest.
Honestly, it's crazy. But I think, like, my main point was about everything. I understand both sides of the story, but I think that there's someone to blame for it. And it lies with the councils and it lies with the Garda. And I know the Garda can say they don't have the resources. We all know the situation at the moment with the Garda. But at the same time, when it goes to court, there shouldn't be such a long process to evict somebody
I couldn't agree with you more, but life should be made as difficult as possible for families that are gurriers, right? But in saying that, it still comes back to the argument, they have to live somewhere, unfortunately. You can't put them out on the street, particularly when there's minors involved. You can't just chuck them out on the street. And, you know, you said shag them into a hotel, and as much as I'd love to say, yeah, I agree with you, it's not the hotel's fault either. They shouldn't have to deal with a load of drug dealers in their head.
Move them out of the area.
Yeah, maybe set up. Set up some little housing schemes out in the middle of nowhere and put them all in together. I don't know.
Well, you can't do that either. But I mean, to put them in a house down anywhere outside of the comfort zone. To put them 4 counties away from where they should be, and then that's a different story altogether. They have to start life over again, like you do. And it's a different pace of life down the country. It's a totally different story than Dublin. Some people, I have had friends that have moved to the country.
Sorry, John, I've run out of time. Listen, James, thank you very much indeed. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number's 087-188-0008. Sorry, cutting you short. All right, just got time for some of your messages. Sorry, did I speak over her or did she speak over me? I'm going to say that she spoke over me.
Hi, Niall.
How are you?
I was on the housing list for a lot of years.
You were?
And I got a council house in an area that I didn't particularly want to move to. But I accepted because I know how lucky I am. And I've made my home my own. Best of neighbours. Lovely house, 4-bedroom house, which is going to be soon 5 because I'm getting a wet room put in for my child. And so we're very lucky in that sense. I think you just need to make your home your home. It doesn't matter where it is. Just be happy. And the fact that it's in Dublin as well means even more. I just think some people are too picky, to be quite honest with you, and too ungrateful. And they have this sense of entitlement, which nobody should have. Joanna.
Okay, thanks very much indeed, Joanna. And I know, of course, in your situation too, you had a child who has a disability, which made it a bit more difficult. That's obviously why you're getting your wet room as well. And I think under those circumstances, everybody would understand what your needs are, of course.
Hi, Niall. I work as a postman. I'm not going to say where I am exactly. But
is your name Pat?
There's a council house on my run that a family moved into there about 10, 12 years ago.
Yeah.
But they refused to move into it until the council built the stables for the horses.
Oh.
Now, they've moved out there about 5 months ago, I'd say, and that house is still sitting empty with the bins outside front gate still.
Yeah. No stables.
And it's a house, now, believe me, that anybody would be proud to be living in. So,
yeah.
So it just goes to show exactly what the councils are doing around the country.
Well, didn't we see that during the presidential election the last time? Didn't Peter Casey make an issue of that? There were houses that were given to members of the travelling community and they wouldn't accept them unless they built stables out the back. Do you remember that whole argument that time? Because it's part of their culture. Now, even if they weren't travellers, by the way, nobody should be entitled to a stable in their house, paid for by the taxpayer, you know what I mean? I'd like a big garage to keep some Ferraris in if I could afford a Ferrari. But nobody's going to give me that out of taxpayers' money. Do you understand what I'm saying? If you want to have a horse, you pay for the livery yourself or the stables yourself to mind the horse in. It's not my fault, not my responsibility.
The council in this country is a holy disgrace in any way.
Holy
disgrace. I was waiting 15 years, I was on the housing list. And actually, I'm still waiting.
Yeah.
But they never got back to me. They need to change their policies. They need to get their finger out of their backsides or their heads out of their backsides. And if anybody refuses a place, that's it. That's the bottom line. They refused. That's their problem. You know? I don't think they should be getting offers of 2 and 3 choices. They should be given. They should take what they're given and be grateful for that.
Yeah, well, I would agree with you. In probably 90% of cases, they should take what they're given. There are some genuine exceptions to that rule, but in 90% of cases, they should take what they're given. These excuses, and I have to say the funniest one I heard was, it was in the paper last year, that a family had refused a council house when contacted by the council. They were in Spain, I believe this was in and around the end of June, and they told the council, your grant, because the council obviously wants them to come and see it, your grand, you can give it to someone else. We won't be home till the end of the summer. They were away in Spain, living in Spain for the summer.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show.